ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. A few notes on chanting japa. One is that, as within any practice, it's possible to fade away in one's japa. So be vigilant to not let your japa fade. Fade means to gradually grow weak. Gradually is the key word, because it doesn't happen all at once, but by degrees. One gradually diverts one's attention. One's attention doesn't take it as seriously as one could. And then, after some time, one finds oneself either chanting very poor japa or not chanting at all. And from there, there's a sequence of events that takes place where one begins to lose one's grip on one's strict spiritual life. So be aware of japa fade. Don't fade away, but keep your practice vital every day. Start over as if you were a beginner, and you needed every second of japa to be strong in your spiritual life. And it's true, we all do. All practices fade away without proper attention. And attention means, in part, to give special care. What does attention mean? To give special care. So if you give special care to your japa every day, then you'll stay strong in your spiritual life. The word attention comes from the word attend. It means to stretch. Imagine when you're giving yourself the time to chant japa that you're stretching yourself and you're stretching your mind to hear the holy names. Then you're being attentive. So one of the tips is to practice pronouncing the syllables. This brings your attention back to the japa. Even if you don't have an intense taste for chanting the names in the Maha Mantra, if you remember to move your lips in such a way that you pronounce each syllable properly, Hare Krishna and Rama, then you'll have more attention towards your chanting and the taste will come. Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport, the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.12, by chanting the Lord's name, one can derive all the stipulated energy synchronized from all sources. Interesting statement. Remember that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, you're in the right place at the right time, and everything that is auspicious for you will happen in that sequence of time as you're chanting. All stipulated energy synchronized from all sources. In other words, you don't have to go anywhere else to attain happiness. So tell your mind, we're here, and all the energies that you're looking for around the universe that you think will make you happy are already available within the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As our friend in Govardhan, who's the temple president of the Govardhan Ashram, Asit Krishna Prabhu, likes to say, happy japa.